Welcome to Cosmic Connections with Madeline, talk radio to help you prosper by working in harmony with the universe. Hello, everyone. This is Madeline Gerwick, and thanks to the Dr. Pat Show, I'm with you each week at this time on Fridays. I'm a certified astrologer and the author of The Good Timing Guide, which provides you good timing for all your activities. I'm also the co-author of The Complete Idiot's Guide to Astrology. My degree is in economics, and I specialize in business, economic, and personal astrology. I also help people achieve prosperity in all areas of their lives. Now, on this show each week, we discuss tools and ideas that you can use to work in harmony with the universe and increase your prosperity. Today, after I tell you about what's up in the heavens, I'll take your calls and give you my prosperity tip of the week. And next Friday, on February 4th, I'll talk about an update on the ascension of the planet. Now, before I talk about what's up in the heavens, I want to let you know that you can still register to take our once-a-year prosperity program, 8 Keys to the Ultimately Prosperous Business. It started on this past Monday, and you can listen for free to the first class online. And if you like, you can still sign up to register for this program before the second class on Monday morning at 10 a.m. Pacific or 1 p.m. Eastern. This program is guaranteed to increase your prosperity or your money back. Whether you work in a business, own one, or just want a more prosperous life, this course will give you the tools to have one. And it'll also help you accomplish more while doing less. It's taught by telephone, so you can attend from any location. Plus, recordings and study guides are available for each class. Go to askmadeline.com. That's askmadeline.com, and click on the link for the 8 Keys Prosperity course, and you'll find the free class. And more good news. This year, we're already in the midst of our pre-order sale for the 2012 Good Timing Guided newsletters. Now through March 10th, you can save about 20% on your Good Timing Guide and or newsletters for next year. It's your pre-order that allows us to print the guide, so we thank you with this special sale once a year. It's the only sale we have for new guides, so now is the time to take advantage of it. If you want to be more successful in 2012 and get better results for your important activities, then a Good Timing Guide is essential. It'll let you know when to take important actions and when to wait. You can order securely at the Polaris store by going to askmadeline.com. That's askmadeline.com, or call us toll-free at 877-524-8300. That's 877-524-8300. Now, lastly, I'd like to let you know that Mark Stanton Welch, one of my favorite musicians and an amazing healer, is in Seattle this weekend at East West Bookshop. He'll be speaking Saturday night there from 7 to 8:30 on healing songs, chants, mantras, and movement. Plus, on Sunday, he's giving a workshop from 1 to 6 p.m. on easy, fun, and effective chakra clearing. To learn more about both events, go to eastwestbookshop.com and click on their events link. And while you're there, notice that I'll be speaking there on February 24th. I hope to see you at this event, so check it out. Now, what's up in the heavens? Well, first of all, late this past Tuesday, January 25th, Saturn went retrograde. Now, from our perspective here on Earth, it looks like Saturn is moving backwards. This tells us that it's our time for us to start reorganizing and restructuring things. This can include changing our work processes or organizational structures, remodeling facility structures, or even relearning new management skills. Saturn stays retrograde through June 12th. Now, do you remember what I told you last week about everything speeding up in March by a factor of 20? Well, one of my strong recommendations is to get very organized and simplify everything you possibly can. So the universe is here to help you with that. Start immediately to get as organized as you possibly can. Hire someone right away if you can't do this alone. Remember, this will be the fastest year in the history of civilization. I also talk more about that in the first class for the 8 Keys to the Ultimately Prosperous Business. And remember, you can listen to it online at my site at askmadeline.com. And I'll also put the link in the What's Up in the Heavens today. Now, next, we're still in a cycle that's designed to deliver more physical and mental energy. So do you have a new or unusual idea? If so, there's plenty of energy to help you move it forward. This is related to the cycle of Sun conjunct Mars in Aquarius, which is already in range. Now, you might also witness more verbal aggression or people asserting their needs depending on how it's used. These higher levels of physical and mental energy will peak on February 1st through February 5th, and this cycle stays in range through February 18th. So these energies will be with us for a while. During this time, get some extra physical exercise, or your body will not know what to do with all the extra energy. And if you don't use that energy well, it can lead to situations involving anger. Next, we're still in a range of a very grounded communication cycle. This cycle is Mercury square Saturn, and it's great for organizing and deciding what to keep and what to toss. It wants to get down to business and get the work done. This cycle is also excellent for planning purposes and focusing on projects. However, it can also be very judgmental, critical, and rigid in its approach. Not the best. So be careful not to fall into those traps, or you can cut yourself off from the flow during this period. The cycle peaked 2 days ago on January 26th. It stays in range through January 30th, so clean up this weekend. In addition, right after that's over, we get another communication cycle, Mercury sextile Uranus. This cycle is associated with sudden flashes of inspiration or solutions that come to you quickly. You may not know how you arrived at the solution, but you know it's correct. These energies are also related to new ideas that can change your perceptions of a situation, a person, or even life in general. This cycle comes into range next Monday, January 31st. It peaks on February 2nd. And it stays in range through February 4th. Now, next, beginning 2 days ago on January 26th, peaking on February 2nd, and staying in range through February 7th, we have a cycle that's known for erratic spending patterns. This is the cycle of Venus square Uranus. You may encounter unexpected expenses with this cycle, or you just suddenly buy something you weren't planning to. So be careful with money now, because you may also encounter a big expense the following week with another challenging money cycle. Venus square Uranus can also indicate unexpected challenges in relationships, and sometimes it's associated with unexpected breakups. So be careful out there. Also, during part of this period, we have another cycle associated with artistic and compassionate endeavors. It can also be romantic and idealistic, especially related to relationship. It's easy to lose track of money with this cycle, too, partly because you just don't really care how much you're spending. This cycle is Venus sextile Neptune. It comes into range tomorrow on January 29th. It peaks on February 2nd and stays in range through February 4th. And you can also use this energy to create glamour. It's also great for dancing, music, photography, watching movies, or doing anything artistic. So what's getting started during February 2nd's new moon is we're rethinking traditional investments while unexpected financial challenges occur. This is not a great time to be in bonds or stocks. The Sun, Moon, and Mars trine Saturn retrograde. That part is good. That suggests a lot of energy for taking care of responsibilities. But then Venus square Uranus on February 2nd, followed by Venus square Jupiter on February 6th, suggests that you could spend or earn a lot of unexpected money at this time. But it's probably not a good time to be in the stock market, which is likely to be very soon peaking. Unless you're possibly an experienced day trader, that might work. I still recommend gold and silver, although they are trending down for now. Next, now that Jupiter is in the sign of Aries again, we're immediately in range of a major cycle that's related to power and misuse of power issues. This is associated with the cycle of Jupiter square Pluto. The Moscow airport bombing is an example of misused power. You may also see situations where there are power struggles at work, home, or in community groups. This will especially occur as new methods, ideas, or technologies charge on the scene with potential solutions that are not appreciated by those industries or organizations that would be replaced by them. This issue will get stronger in March when Uranus moves into the sign of Aries. Now, we're going to have this cycle for a while. Jupiter square Pluto peaks on February 25th. It stays in range through March 27th. So pay attention to the power issues that come up with this, and some of them could also relate to very large sovereign debt issues for countries, states, etc. Now for a tip from my 2011 Good Timing Guide. This week your tip is this. Notice that next week we have 3 days when potential financial deals are falling apart. You may think they're coming together, but if you try to sign a contract or solidify the deal in some way after the timeout on February 1st, all day 2nd or 3rd, it just falls apart. So wait until at least February 5th, a few days after that new moon, to sign any deals. The following week is better, especially February 9th. Lastly, just a quick reminder that you can receive your own copy of What's Up in the Heavens. Just go to askmadeline.com. That's askmadeline.com. It's free. So get signed up today. Now, do you have a question for me? When we come back from this short break, I'll be taking one or two calls. I can answer personal, business, timing, economic, and prosperity questions. If you have a personal question, I need to know your birth data, your date, time, and location. You can call me now at 1-800-930-2819. That's 1-800-930-2819. You're listening to Cosmic Connections with Madeline. I'll be right back.
Do you dream of being on The Amazing Race? Well, here's your chance. Grab a friend and prepare for an exhilarating race around the city when City Solve Urban Race comes to your city. Teams of two will solve clues and face fun challenges while racing around the city. The winning team gets $300 and a chance to be in the Las Vegas Championship race to compete for a grand prize of $5,000. Not only will you have a ton of fun, you'll also be helping a good cause. A portion of the proceeds will benefit a local charity. To start racing, go to City SolveUrbanRace.com.
So this may sound simple, but when you're planning a road trip, you have to figure out where you're going first. With the Take Shape for Life program, the destination is living life at optimal health. So what does that mean? It means more energy. It means less medications. And yes, it means losing the extra pounds, which is actually part of the getting there. Talk to a Take Shape for Life health coach who's been there. Listen to their story and their journey. Call 877-520-SIMPLE. That's 877-520-SIMPLE. Results will vary. Talk to your doctor before starting program. Call for details.
There are 86,400 precious seconds in a day. How are you spending yours? Celebrating a decade of teaching bioenergy medicine, Earthwalk Institute of Healing Arts in Bellevue, Washington, offers fascinating, life-changing programs. Delve into the theory and practice of bioenergy healing, a profound complementary medicine in integrating ancient wisdom and modern science. Study energy, chakras, biofields, high sense perception, vibrational medicine, essential oils, and more. Each moment counts on your Earthwalk. Is it your time to thrive as a healer? Please visit earthwalkschool.com or 425-289-0152. That's earthwalkschool.com or 425-289-0152.
Hi, this is Dr. Pat. Bagel Oasis has been baking Seattle's best bagels since 1988, using only the finest natural ingredients and old-fashioned baking methods to create a bagel that is unparalleled. Now, add an array of specialty sandwiches and omelets, soups from scratch daily, and you have a delectable experience making Bagel Oasis my number one pick. So if it's a bag of fresh bagels or a breakfast or lunch treat that won't break your budget, Bagel Oasis is the place for you. Located in Seattle on 65th and Ravenna. Check out today's specials at SeattleBagelOasis.com and pre-order by calling 206-526-0525. That's SeattleBagelOasis.com. And remember, call 206-526-0525.
Welcome back to Cosmic Connections with Madeline, talk radio to help you prosper by working in harmony with the universe. Right now, I'm taking one or two calls, and you can call me now at 1-800-930-2819. That number again is 1-800-930-2819. And remember, for personal questions, I need to know your date, time, and location of birth, and I can also answer economic, timing, and prosperity questions as well. And also, just a quick reminder that you can easily arrange a consultation with me by calling my toll-free number, 877-524-8300. That number again, 877-524-8300. And remember, I offer both business and personal consultations to help you or your business get headed in the right direction. So start this new year off with a roadmap for your success. Benny, do we have some callers?
We do have one coming in. Let me grab that real fast, and I'll send you the information just momentarily.
Okay.
Thanks.
And while Benny's doing that, I'm going to give you a quick tip, an extra prosperity tip today. We're always telling a story about something. It might be about an event that happened to us, what's going on at work or home, or about some pattern that keeps happening to us. And it doesn't really matter what the story is or even how truthful it is. What's important to remember is that whatever story we're telling now, whether we're too busy, not enough money, crazy things happening, etc., whatever that is, that's what we're creating even more of it for our future. That's because whatever story we're telling, the universe sees that we're focused on that, so it brings more of that to us. So think about what your story is before you give it. Okay, because that's what you're going to be creating. Benny back? Maybe not. Okay. I'm going to give you another quick tip here until he gets back. Now, it's funny how that telling a story works. But the universe is always providing experiences that confirm our beliefs. So if we believe we have to work hard in order to get money, or it's somehow hard to get, or that money won't come to us easily, then that's what happens. On the other hand, if we believe that the universe is always supporting us and that money can come to us easily, it can and does. So check in to see which beliefs you're creating on a daily basis, because we're always creating more of whatever we believe. So it doesn't make sense to believe in it being hard. It's a lot easier to believe in ease and flow. Okay, Benny, are
yes.
you back
yet? Yes, all right, I'm back now, Madeline.
Okay.
Sorry, I thought you forgot about me.
I did not.
Oh. Bummer. All right, we've got Sandra that's called in from Renton, and she has a question that's kind of 2 points. It's a marriage and financial question, depending on her situation, marriage and financial. She was born on 7/18 of 56.
July 18, 1956,
mm-hmm.
Okay.
She was born in Tulsa, Oklahoma.
One moment here. I got. What's your time there?
Well, that's the thing, is she doesn't have an exact time. That's what's going to be a different reading. So
no time.
But let's
okay.
bring on Sandra too, and you can speak with her about it. So,
hi, Sandra.
Oh, she's listening to the radio. Hey, Sandra, you got to turn off your radio, darling. Sandra, are you there?
Do we have Sandra?
Hi.
There you go. You got to turn off your radio, darling.
Just kidding. Thanks.
Thank you.
Hi, Sandra.
Hi, how are you?
Good. What's the deal with your, you don't know your time, or you have an approximate time?
It was about 4 a.m., but I am not, my memory is weak. I'm not sure, I don't remember if it was 4:06 or 4:20, and I don't know if the how tight the windows are.
Oh, I see. 4:06 or 4:20?
Yeah.
Do something in between. How about 4:15? And that was a.m.?
A.m., yes.
A.m., okay. All right, so... born in the middle of the night. We love those deals. Okay, now what's your question?
Well, my question's a little complicated, I hope. My husband and I had a big marriage shakeup early in the year. He left. We had really universal intervention, you know, pulled us back. Our guides jumped in, and we both know that. And so we reconnected, and we are doing really, really well now. But that whole course gave us a huge financial shift. Everything that we had been, all the balls that we had been trying to keep up in the air were dropped. And so now we're going a completely different way in our life than we had ever planned or anticipated. And I want to know if that transition is going to be smoother or difficult or even possible. We're just going to simplify down. We're letting everything go and hitting the road and starting over.
Okay. Well, actually, what I see here is that you're ready for a very big change. And, of course, that would change your financial picture as well. You're ready for some freedom and to be liberated from perhaps things that were feeling onerous, you know, in some way. And so this is the process that you're undergoing at the moment, and there's a lot of energy for you to do this right now, a lot of energy right now. So, you know, if you are able to do that, that's what I would do, because that's what you're ready for.
Mm-hmm.
And probably you're both ready for it on some level, you see, because, of course, if we don't maintain the same rate of growth with our partners, it's pretty hard to keep walking down the same path together. So is there a big issue in terms of feeling like things are, you're not having enough money or that kind of thing, or?
Well, yeah, I mean, as you know, we really have had to face the fact that we were juggling too much for too long with the economy and everything, his income going way down. I'm in business for myself. And we just, looking at what it would take to keep running what we've been running, and especially after financial shakeup that the breakup caused, it's just like, wait a minute, do we really want to keep doing this? Or would we be better off starting back at zero and you know, stepping out knowing that we don't know what's out there, but it might be way better in the long run?
Uh-huh, right. Yes, exactly. I mean, you're ready to have a fairly big break here and to change. Did you change your career maybe in the past year?
You know what? I have been dabbling with a career in, you know, career options in nutrition, which has always been my second passion. I'm a photographer. I'll never not be a photographer, but for business purposes, I really am seeing a shift toward wanting to counsel people on diet and nutrition and food. And I've lost 40 pounds in transitioning into juices and all natural.
Wow, and that's terrific. Well, what I'm seeing here is there is a fairly major shift going on in your career as well. So, you know, I would follow your instincts. You know, you might want to go listen to that first class of 8 Keys to the Ultimately Prosperous Business. It's free online on my site. And just use some of the tools that we give you in that class to help you transition over. You know, this is a period of time when we all need to use our intuition more than we have. So.
Yes.
Yeah, and, you know, because there's just not enough time. You know, we're going to increase by a factor of 20. But, you know, everything's going to speed up again. So I would encourage you to go listen to that audio file. It's free online at my site.
And what was the title of it again?
It's our 8 Keys to the Ultimately Prosperous Business. And it's, on the front page, just look for the 8 Keys Prosperity Course, and just click on that link. And on that page, there's the audio recording of class number 1, which started this past Monday.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and it's an 8-week course. You can still sign up for it if you're interested, but at least you can get that first class for free.
Terrific. Well, that sounds like this call's well timed.
Very well timed, yes. I'm glad you did that. And thank you so much for calling in.
Well, I appreciate it.
Okay. Now, each week I give a prosperity tip from our 8 Keys Prosperity Training. And this week your tip is this. Do you ever wonder how to quickly and easily determine if an opportunity is for you? Use the prayer of leading. Universe, or choose your own word, if this is for me, expand it. If not, take it away. Just that simple. If this is for me, expand it. If not, take it away. Usually when you use this, you'll know the answer clearly within a few days. And if it's not for you, you can use your valuable time to create prosperity in a different way. And this is true even if you're asking about a relationship, as an appropriate relationship brings you even more prosperity. Now, next Friday, on February 4th, after I talk about what's up in the heavens, I'll give you an update on the ascension of the planet. And I'll give you my prosperity tip of the week. So tune in again next Friday. Lastly, just a reminder to visit my site at askmadeline.com. That's askmadeline.com. And while you're there, remember to listen to the first class of 8 Keys to the Ultimately Prosperous Business. It's free. And register for that program before next Monday. Also, remember to pre-order your 2012 Good Timing Guided newsletters while they're on sale for our once-a-year sale. Or call us toll-free to order, arrange a consultation, or a custom timing at 877-524-8300. That's 877-524-8300. This is Madeline Gerwick bringing you Cosmic Connections with Madeline. Until next time, I'm wishing you good timing for success and the joy to create prosperity.
The 19th Annual Women of Wisdom Conference is February 17th through the 21st. Our theme is Women Arise, Unveil the Power of the Divine Feminine. Special guests are Susan Weed, Carolyn Sutherland, and many others, sharing their gifts through experiential events all weekend long. Join our email list at womenofwisdom.org and watch for announcements about the conference. That's womenofwisdom.org.
Ladies, are you living an inspired life? Do you yearn for a more passionate, dream-filled life? Here's Linda Joy, founder of Aspire Magazine, and she has a gift for you.
Aspire has launched its Mission to Inspire initiative with a commitment to give away 100,000 one-year digital subscriptions to women around the globe. Every subscription comes with a multitude of free gifts from our team inspiration partners.
To claim it all, go to aspiremag.net today. No purchase necessary. And live an inspired life.
Are you ready for a joyful and successful realty experience? Today's real estate market is challenging, complex, and constantly changing. And is one of the best times in years to buy or sell a home. But you'll need to find the right person to help you on your journey. One who understands the opportunities and will make this the best experience of your life. Kathy Staupe is just that person. An experienced real estate agent who knows the pitfalls, can spot the red flags, and guide you to a successful, positive purchase or sale. Kathy Staupe can spot the real deals, saving you time chasing a listing only to find it's not available. Known as the positive real estate agent, Kathy will make your next sale or purchase easy, fun, and successful. Start this journey with positive energy. Call Kathy at 206-276-1070. That's 206-276-1070. Or visit PositivePathHome.com. PositivePathHome.com for the most positive realty experience of your life.
Meet Kevin.
I was 60 pounds heavier than I am now. I was at 35% body fat. I was depressed. I was miserable.
Then Kevin consulted Seattle nutritionist Bev Kinblade, who made some adjustments in his diet.
It wasn't some fad diet. It was solid nutrition. My metabolism improved drastically. My energy shot up. My self-confidence, self-esteem. It was life-changing.
Find out about a free 30-minute nutrition appointment with Bev Kinblade at SeattleNutrition.com. SeattleNutrition.com.
Optimize your breast cancer screening without any radiation or pain. Effective, sensitive, and widely used thermal imaging in Europe is now available to you here in the U.S. Using state-of-the-art FDA-approved camera, Eastside's first and only breast thermography clinic is now open in Bellevue. Safe, sensitive, low cost, no referrals needed. Contact Holistic Medical Center at 425-451-0404 or on the web drdarvish.com.